Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Yud Dalad. We are up to Siv Zayin, the third to last line on page 240. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Chosamo Shabakelim. This is coverings of Kalim, as we'll see. Kagon Shida Tevu Migdol. Different kinds of boxes and cabinets. Shakisui shalahem kosher behem bechevel. The coverings of these kelim are tied on with rope. So yochol lahatiro, you're allowed to untie the rope. O lechotcho besakin, or to cut the rope with a knife. O lahatir kliyasa, or to unbraid the rope. Vidafka kein kshiras chevel v'kayotze bo. Specifically, this is permissible when there's the tying of a rope or similar things. Aval posacha shel eitz. But if there is a lock that is made out of wood, v'shel mateches, or metal, oser lahafkiu l'shaber, you're not allowed to break the lock. Debi kelim nami shayach binyan gomra v'stira gemura, like we learned, when it comes to kelim, even by kelim, there's a concept of binyan and stira, when it's a binyan gomra or a stira gemura. Umitam ze. And for this reason, Osir Lahosir Hatsirim, you're not allowed to remove the hinges. Shekorim Gunzish Shachore Hatevos, that's on the back side of the boxes. Im Nevar Hamafteach. So if you lost the key, you can't just take the door off the hinge. V'yesh Matirim Bazel, some say that it's permissible. Ushviras Poschos Shaltevos, and the breaking of locks that are on the boxes. Yesh Matir V'yesh Oser, some say it's Mutter, some say it's Oser. V'yesh Lahatir Ayidei Enu Yehudi, and one can be Matir through a Goy. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah as we go back over the Mechaber again and we get clarity. The Mechaber started off and said, these Chosamo Shebekelim, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nechavtes, Hu Lashon Segira, Chosamo Shebekelim is the closing of Kelim, Kolomar Shakisui Shalahem Sagur Bekishri Chavolim, that the coverings of these Kelim are closed together with ropes. So the Mechaber said, these coverings of Kelims that are tied on with ropes, for example, the Shida Tevu Migdol, so then we said you're allowed to untie the ropes, you're allowed to cut the ropes with a knife, and you're allowed to unbraid the ropes. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed, Yochol Latiro, you can untie it. Delav Kesha Shakayamahu. This is not considered a permanent knot. Sharei Lahatir Tamaru Asui. It is made to open and close, and therefore you're allowed to untie it. Lamed Aleph, O Lachotcho Besakin, you can cut it with a knife. Velo mikri soser, that will not be called destroying. Mishum delav stira gemura hizo, because this is not considered a stira gemura. The eno aser bekelim lukuliyama. A stira that's not a stira gemura is not aser when it comes to kelim according to everyone. Masha'enkein beshviras posacha shel eitzu mateches, which is not the case like we saw later on in this sif, the breaking of a lock that is made out of wood or metal, to have a stira gemura v'shayach af bekelim. That's already a real destruction, and therefore that will be a problem when it comes to kelim. But just in terms of cutting the rope, that's mutter. Sifkat lambeis, o lahatir kriyaso, or to undo the braid, ayin bebir alocha, which is in Sifches, the Ramaskel chosalos, diladas ha-rambam yish iser bezeh. According to the Rambam, unbraiding the ropes would be usser. Then the Mechaber told us, but a lock that's made out of wood or metal, like we just pointed out, is usher to break, because by kelim it's also shayach, binyan, gomur, and stira gemura. Then the Mechaber said, for this reason, you're not allowed to take off the hinges. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Gimel, the kishviras posachas damya. Taking off the hinges of the door of this kli is like breaking the lock. V'yesh bazem mishum stira, and there is a problem of stira. V'chein ha-machzir delas ha-kli al-tzira. So too, one who wants to return the door of a kli onto its hinges, yesh bazem mishum binyan, there'll be a problem there as well because of binyan. Then the Mechaber said, yesh matirim bazo. Even though he first brought that for this reason of stira, you can't take the door off by the hinges, but some are matir, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamedalad. Sviruluhu, they hold the lo dami l'shviras posachas, taking the hinges, the door off the hinges, is not like breaking the lock. Ustira guruahi, it's a lower grade stira. Kevan she'ein tsarich lishbor shumdavar. When you're breaking a lock, you're actually breaking something. When you're taking off the hinges, you're just detaching it, and therefore they say, some say, this shita says, it's not a stira gemura, it's only a stira guruah. V'dayu shano delukuliyama osur lekboa hatzirim ominol b'masmerim lakli. Everyone agrees it is usur to attach the hinges or the lock with nails to the kli. To have a tikkun mona, that's fixing up a kli. V'ayim echayodim shekosu dafilu aydei in Yehudi usur, even through a goy, the chayodim says that is not allowed. To have a melacha daraisa, that's a melacha daraisa. Then the Mechaber says, Shviras poschos, breaking locks, which is really a repetition of what he just said before, and that's going to be addressed in the Mishnah Berurah right now. But breaking of locks, of boxes, yesh matir v'yesh osir. First the Mechaber said it was usir, and now he says some say it's mutter, some say it's usir, and you can be matir through a guy. So says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, Shel Tevos, Hu Adin Shar Kelim. It's not limited to Tevos, it's any kli to break the lock. We said, Yesh Oser, Yesh Matir, Sevkotin Lamed Vov, Svirulei, the Shita that says it's Mutter holds, the Ein Shayuch, Shem Stira, Klal Bekelim. This Shita holds there is no Stira by Kelim, even a Stira Gemura, Ukamosha Biarti Leelbis, if Aleph and Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Shorim Shasobrim came. We saw earlier in Sevav and Mishnah Berurah, there are those who say there's absolutely no binyan the stira of the kalim, even if it is a binyan or stira gemura, it's not a problem, and that is the shita. The after hamachaber sasam bitchila besif ze gufa. Even though the machaber started off in the beginning of this very sif bishviras posachas leiser, the machaber said it's aser. All of a sudden now he says it's a shita that asers the shita that matters. Afilu hachi, even so, hevi kan das yesh matirim. He brings the shita of the yesh matirim kedei lismoch aleihem lahokel, in order to rely on the more lenient shita to be mekel al kopanim al yidei enu yehudi. Like the Mechaber says at the end, through a goy it's mutter. That's relying on the shita that holds betzim it's mutter. So the Mechaber is machmir, that for you it's aser. But we'll rely on the shita that holds this mutter to allow you to tell a goy to do it. Ukamosh mesayim achak, like the Mechaber ends off right afterwards, ukidisa beis yosef, like the beis yosef brings down. So that's how we understand this last point of the Mechaber. In the second line, shviras poschos sheltevos yesh matir v'yesh oser. The Mechaber just said before it's Usr. He's bringing the Yesh Matir for the next line of Yesh Lahatir Adein Yehudi. We will rely on the more lenient Shita to enable one to ask a guy to do it. Zekot Elam Ezayim, Adein Yehudi. V'yesha Kosu, that those who write the Dafka Behesed Meruba, only if it will be a great loss. Oshen Nechbaz Harbi Letzarach Mitzvah, a person is rushing to go do a mitzvah, then he's allowed to ask a guy. V'chol Zeh B'Shviras HaPosachas. This is all talking about breaking the lock. Avaliftoach also besakin, but to open the lock with a knife, open macha godol, or with a big needle, shari afilu dela shalbayas, that is mutter, even if it is a door of a house. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivches. And now we're going to get into some very practical applications as well. The Mechaber said in Sivches, and we referenced this a few shirim ago in the notes, but we'll bring it back in the notes tonight, Mirtz Hashem. Chosalos, pirish, mine kelim. Types of kelim, which are called chosalos, shel tmorim ugrogros. Very important that these two fruit are mentioned. Tmorim is dates, grogros is dried figs. So you have these kelim of tmorim ugrogros. Im hakisui kosher bechevel. If the covering is tied on with rope, matir v'soser sharshos achevel v'chotech afil basakin. You can untie, you can cut the rope, no problem. V'afilu gufan shel chosalos. Not only the rope that's around it, but even the kli itself, even the chosalos, you could break it. Shekol zeh kemosha shover egozim o shkedim kdei litol ha'ucha shabahem. The same way you could open up the shell of a nut to get to the nut, you could break open this kli, the chosalos, in order to get out the tmarim and grogros. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat Lamilches, chosalos, kelim asuyim mikapos tmarim. These are kelim that are made out of lulav material, kemin salam, like baskets, umanichim besochon tmorim roim lehispashel, and you place in them dates that are bad, that are unripe, in order to ripen. So it's a kli that you're putting unripe dates in order to ripen. Sekotin lamites, we said imakisui. If it is tied together with the chevel, you could break it. The MS kol haidina hainu hachlis of zayin. We just learned siv zayin that you can cut the ropes that are holding on the covers of kalim, so this is no different. Cutting the ropes is what we just discussed in siv zayin. The nakte mishum seifa. The Mechaber repeats that over here in siv ches for the seifa. La ashmina to teach us the bazeh. In this case of the chosalos, afilu gufan she chosalos mutter lishbur. Even the actual kli you're allowed to break. Kemosh mefarish atam. So in the last sif we saw about breaking the rope that is covering the cover of the kli, but now we're saying not only can you break the rope and cut the rope and untie the rope, you could also break open the kli around the food as well. Sifkata mem sheshover agozim, it's no different than breaking the shell of a nut. V'davka hani, davka these, delav kelim gemurim heim. These chosalos are not real kelim, they're not complete kelim. De'enam asuyim elashe yisbashlu hatmarim besochan. They're only made, like we said before, to ripen the dates inside of them. Aval kli gamur, but a full kli, kvar sosam ha-mechaber bereishim ezeh, the mechaber already was sosim in the beginning of the simon, lasser, that it's usser. Umachzela shetofrim bo peros, a mat that they sew onto it fruit. Mistapik ha-primigodim imdami l'chosolos, the primigodim is mesupik of a slight chosolos, if you could break it, detach them. Fine. The point that we want to address over here is note number 26. Before I read it, I want to just point it out. The Mechaber discusses this case of the Chosalos of Tmarim and Grogros. The Mishavura in two places in explaining it is giving the leniency they're not really Kalim because they're just there to ripen the dates. What happened to the Grogros? We said it's for Tmarim and Grogros. So if you look at note number 26, he points out, and that which the Mishnah Berurah said, it's only there to ripen the date, so it's mutter. Says 26, Aval chosolos hanaso shelo letzarach bishul haperos. But these same kalim that are not there to ripen the fruit, el letzarach davar acher, they're there for a different purpose. Kegon li'ichsun haperos besochan, just to store the peros inside. The Prima Gadim writes, she'ein dinon keklipa. They do not have a din like the shell of a nut. Ella kekli, they have a din of a regular kli. Shedavka chosolos hanasos bishvil sheyisbashul atmarim besochan nechshavos kishomeres atmarim. Davka, these chosolos that are there to ripen the dates are considered simply a shomer to the dates. V'dinon kekli poshal gozem v'shkeidim v'lo kekli. Then they're like the shells of nuts and not like a kli. Umishum kach huksha lo. And therefore the Prima Gadim is bothered. Madua kosav ha-shulchan aruch shemuter listor af chosolos shenasu avur grogros. So why the Mechaber throw in grogros also? They're already dried out. They're not there to ripen, so that's against everything that we're saying. Shein peros gemurim, they're complete fruit. V'harei chosolos elu mashmo mishamshos rak l'tzorech ichsun ha-grogos besochem. And those chosolos around the dried figs, the grogros, they're only there to store the figs. So the whole reason you're not there breaking it, and that it's like a nut, that you're opening the shell, is because it's only there to dry, that only applies to the dates, it doesn't apply to the grogros. So that's a question that the Prima Gadim asks. U'bishal Jeshuvas Igris Moshe and the Chilkas Yaakov, Cholkol Prima Gadim, they argue, the Kasu when they write, Shekol Shlo Nasa HaKli El Tzorach HaPero Shebesocha Bavad. Anytime you have a kli that is made only for the fruit that are inside, U'la'achar Sheochlem Es HaPero Zorkim Oso, and when you finish eating what's inside the kli, you throw it out, Harehu Bata LaPeros, the kli is bottled to the peros inside, all cases, v'nechshav keklipa shel haperos, and it's like the shell of a nut, it's like the shell of the peros that are inside. V'ein zeh mishana le'ezo matora nasa avur haperos. It doesn't matter what the agenda is of having the fruit in there. It doesn't matter if it's there to ripen the fruit, it doesn't matter if it's there to store the fruit, there's no difference between the dates and the figs. Umitam zeh. And for this reason, hetiru liftoach kuso shimurim shel sardinim v'kadome. Therefore, Moshe says it's mutter to open a can of sardines, and who adin any other can that is just supporting it inside. And this is what we saw in the note that Moshe says the reason why one would be allowed to open cans is because the can is really just like the shell around the food inside. So opening the can is taking off the nuts from the shell of the nuts, and that is how Moshe Feinstein understands the sif. Shekevan shaderechi lezarkan miyad lachar hotzas ha'uchel. Since it is the way to throw out these kalim after you take out the food, harei shakusos mishamshos rak letzarech ochel shabasochem. So it's just servicing the food inside. V'lochein hein betelos la'uchel. They're bottled to the food v'dina kechosolos. And that would also lechora be grounds to open up a bag of potato chips. All these things that are normally just thrown out afterwards. So it's like the chosolos, you open it up, take out the food, you eat it, and then you throw the kli away afterwards. So that would be a major kula that's brought down over here from Moshe, the Chagas Yaakov, and he ends off and he says, Ke'ein zekoso b'shanshilis minchas Yitzchak, and Rishon Mazamar Urbach. Let's go weiter now to Mechaber Sivtes. Mutter lahafkia velachtel kishrei hashput shekoshim batle obof atzluyim. So they used to roast a lamb or a bird on a spit, and they would tie the animal onto the spit with ropes. So says the Mechaber, you're allowed to undo and cut the ropes that are tying on to the shput, the animals. Says the Mishabura Sefkatim Mem Aleph, Mutter lahafkia, the psikas hachut mutter bedavar talush. Cutting a string is mutter when it is detached. The kanal b'simenzeh, the aimbo mishum melechas mechatech. This is not the iser of mechatech, which is cutting something down to size, which is usser. This is not included in that. You can cut these strings. She'eino makbid al hamida. Very important line. The reason why it's not mechatech, which was the what was done in the melacha to cut the boards and cut the curtains down to a certain size, this is not usser of mechatech, because you're not cutting it to a specific size. You're not makbid on the size. One who cuts wood in large pieces, isuro hurak midivre sofren mishum of the dechol. It's only aser midrabanan because of weekday activity. One who cuts wood to very small pieces, chayev mishum tochen, he is chayev because of grinding. The imakbid hu alamida. But if you are makbid on the exact size of these pieces, chayev mishum mechatech afilu bechatichas gedolos. Then you're over the isra of mechatech, even by the large pieces. Let's see one more mishabur, then we're going to see a very important note as well. Sefkata membe is kishri ashbud, v'hu adin peiro shekshurim otfurim yachal b'chut. The same thing is true. Fruit that are tied together or sewed together with a string, mutter lahatir olachtel chachut, you're allowed to untie or cut the string, no problem. If you look at note number 27, on the point of the mishabur that said, that you're not makbid on the mida, therefore there's no mechatech. Ugvi leben. When it comes to leben or yogurts, hamitzuyorim bezugos. In Eretz Yisrael for sure, I'm sure they have it here also, but in Eretz Yisrael it's always. The lebens and the yogurts, they come attached and you have to detach them. Ubeineyam yesh charitzim. There are grooves between the yogurts. Kedei lahokel al afredosim, to make it easier to separate them. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, even though when you're separating the lebens, you make a very clean cut because of the perforation that is there. That's not the Isra Mechatech. Your intention is not to make a clean cut between the yogurts. Even though you're specifically separating them on the grooves, so you're making a beautiful cut, ein ze elam yishum, that's only because shemakum zehu amakum hanoach biyosel afridim. The company made it easier to separate it on the grooves, so it makes a clean cut, but you do not care. The ein ze bichlal makbir al hamida, that's not mechatech, that's not called being makbir al hamida, v'chein kasev in erletzion. Meidach, the famous machlokes, we mentioned it previously, Rav Yashiv holds, Shemikavon Shagviim Nechtochim Mekav Yosher. Since these yogurts are being cut with a straight line, Vidaito Lafridom Bamakum Zedafka, and you intend to cut a Bedafka in this place, Harei Zeb Bichlal Makbir Alamida. Rav Yashiv calls this Makbir Alamida. Rav Shlomo Zalman calls this Ein Makbir Alamida. Vyesh Bafridosa Mishum Isr Mechatech. Says Rav Yashiv, therefore there would be a Vyesh Mechatech. Vodaito Yesh Bekach Af Mishum Makab Patish, and also Makab Patish. This is the big machlokas, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, separating two yogurts, maybe separating ices, maybe opening a bottle cap. Rav Yashiv says all these cases, you're cutting it on the preparations, that is the Isra Mechatech, cutting it to size. Says Shlomo Zalman, you don't care on the exact cut, it's just easier that way, that's the way the company set it up. You don't care that if you're stuck in the bathroom and you have to cut some toilet paper with a shinui, that you do it on the, where it's perforated. Shlomo Zalman says that's fine, and Rav Yashiv says it's not fine. That is the big machlokas. Let's go weiter, let's see one more short sif, and that is sif yud. The Mechaber says, Chosamo Shebekarka. We had before the Chosamo Shebekalim, which again was the tying on of the covers. So tying on the covers onto the ground. Kigon Dela Shelbor. For example, the door of a pit, Shekosha Bochevel, which is tied on with a rope. Yachol Lahatiro, you're allowed to untie it. Dilav Kesher Shal Kayamahu. That is not considered a permanent knot. Sharei Omed Lahatir. It's Omed to get untied. You can untie it on Shabbos. Avalomafkiya Vachotech, but you're not allowed to cut it. Mishum Stira. You can untie it, but you can't cut the ropes that are attaching the coverings of the ground. That's Stira. Vidavka Keshaosri Lakaim Amanashir Lola Stira B'Shabbos. But that's only going to be a problem if it's made to stay there and not be removed on Shabbos. Avalim Eino Osri Lakaim Klal. But if the person who put it there and it's normally put there not to stay there at all and it's going to be taken off on Shabbos, so then mutter, even to cut it, would be mutter on Shabbos. So only if you plan on at least having it there till after Shabbos, then it's also to cut it. If you don't have it planned to have it even till after Shabbos, so it's nothing, then you're allowed to do it. Umitam Zeh, for this reason, mutter lahatir dav she mesimin osel lefnei atanur, he would be allowed to undo the board that is placed in front of the oven, the sharkin also betit, and they shmir it with tit, she'enu asi lakiyim, that also, whatever the mitzias of that exact case is, it's not made to be lasting, and therefore you can remove it. Says the Mishabura, the reason why we said you can't cut the rope is Mishum Stira. Why is this more machmir than the first sif that we had tonight, Sif Zayin, where the chosamos of the kalim was mutter to untie or to cut? Here we say untie is okay, cutting is not okay. The kevan shu mechubur lekarka, since it's attached to the ground, yesu mishum binyan mesira, that's already more serious of binyan mesira. Cutting it is aser. We said if it's not meant to even stay till after Shabbos, cutting it is mutter. Sif kotem emdal shelo lahasiru b'Shabbos. This is if you didn't plan on removing it on Shabbos. Ela b'motzei Shabbos. But if you plan on keeping it there more than 24 hours, not removing it on Shabbos, not removing it till after Motzei Shabbos, then gam lahatiro aser, then even untying it is going to be aser. Then it's a little bit like a permanent knot. So if you plan on getting rid of these ropes on Shabbos, you can untie it, you can cut it on Shabbos. You plan on getting rid of Motzei Shabbos, you can untie it on Shabbos, you can't cut it. You plan on keeping it till after Motzei Shabbos, that's already more long term. That's a shtil kesher shekayama, then not only can you not cut it, you also can't even untie it. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.